I'm excited you can join us today. We have an amazing guest that's going to dive in deep to unpack how it is you got to where you are and what you can do to move forward. She's going to make an amazing offer to unpack how you can work with her and dive in deep if you're a VIP, a vaguely interested person, and you would like to understand a little bit more about how the younger you created the vision of you right now. Join us today for a beautiful conversation with Tammy Cox.
The Healing Through Love podcast with Charlene Lynch and Rose Davidson.
Welcome to the Healing Through Love podcast. I'm Charlene Lynch, and together we're shining a light on hope, resilience, and transformation in a journey to end domestic violence. Each week we bring you inspiring interviews with changemakers, survivors, advocates, and experts who are making a difference in the lives of those who are affected by domestic and family violence. Whether you're on the healing journey or supporting someone who is, this is your space for powerful stories, practical tools, and heartfelt inspiration. Let's heal through love. And today I'd love to welcome to our stage to meet Tammy Cox. She's a dedicated transformational coach with a passion for helping women transform their lives and relationships. With a unique focus on the inner child healing, Tammy uncovers the root cause of relationship breakdowns, guiding her clients through a deep transformative journey towards rekindling emotional connection and love. Hello and welcome, Tammy. It's so great to have you as a guest.
So good to be here.
I love it. Now, I've got to ask, how did you get here to where you are now at a position where you can make a difference for other women? What was your journey?
Oh, girl. My journey was a bumpy one. You know, honestly, I had a very traumatic childhood. And, you know, it wasn't until I became a wife and a mom that all of my triggers started sounding off. And I got so bad where I was just triggered constantly. And when I really started to dig in, I realized that it was all of the pain and the wounding from my childhood that I hadn't dealt with. And so that's really why I am where I am today, because once I found what worked for me, what actually healed me, I wanted to do that for other women. So that's what brought me here. You could zoom into any parts of that. I'm totally good. Open book here.
So for length of time, what was the length of time between the challenges and where you are now? Like, how long was the healing journey?
For me, it was quite long, only because I didn't find anything that was, I mean, it was just so many steps, you know. I had a very traumatic childhood. It ended at age 11 when my dad died of AIDS. And then I went through my whole teenage years just very angry and upset. And it was 19 when I decided that I was going to heal, because I would go through these, you know, really low lows and, you know, become very suicidal. And it was 19 that I decided that I was going to heal. But then from 19 to 26, when I became a mom for the first time, I had tried several things like talk therapy and books, and I tried everything that was recommended to me, and nothing really worked long term. It was kind of just like a band-aid. And so when I was 26 was when I really started searching for something more. I sort of dove into religion, not sort of, I dove headfirst into religion. And that was that. That got me pretty far, but it wasn't until I started doing the trauma therapy that I started to see significant results and transformation. It was a long journey.
Yeah. So 19 to 26. So like in comparison to some people I've spoken to, that's a short journey. I'm 58 and I'm still on a journey. So that's pretty good. I'm impressed.
I wouldn't even say that that was my journey, because it was several years later before I really, really started to heal. There's just so many different points along the way. I made the decision when I was 19, but I was not healed at 26 when I had my first kid. So That's what I mean. It was not a short journey for me. I'm 42 now, and I'd say that the amount of transformation I've had, even in the past 5 years, has been very significant compared to the previous years,
It is exponential, isn't it? So as soon as it's like we get to levels, it's almost like we're playing some sort of weird computer game, isn't it? Not that I'm into computer games, but we get to a certain level and all of the things that we've learned before, they lift us up to the next level faster, and it becomes a quicker to the next step, to the next step, to the next, like an ascension, yeah, to the next step. So, for those of you who are listening today and you are on the journey of healing, there are some really powerful things that Tammy talks about. And one of them is having this level of awareness. So, can we dive into what does that look like, Tammy, to have this level of when the light goes on, when you first get to that point where you realize, okay, there's something here.
The first level of awareness is actually seeing the triggers. A lot of people, they get upset when they see the triggers and they start to shame themselves, but I get very curious with triggers. So, because the triggers are really what taught me, hey, I got some pain here inside me that I got to deal with. And so instead of getting upset or beating yourself up, start to just notice them. Okay, what's coming up for me right now? What wound is this poking? The awareness of something going on within you is really sort of waking up to the fact that you're not just a physical body, that you are a spirit and you have a soul, and there are so many more aspects to you than just this physical body. And that's why, once you came into this body and you're going to leave the body, but you are so much more than the body. So it's really that self-awareness that kind of gets us looking inward and saying, hey, what is this within me that's causing this emotional reaction or trigger?
So having that level of, well, first of all, having that level of awareness, but then having the level of curiosity and asking, well, what's this about? Because, sometimes it's not even our stuff. Sometimes it's our family stuff, or it could even be, I don't know, generational stuff. But having that level of awareness, and then the next step is definitely having that level of curiosity about what is this really about. I love this. And so now you take your clients through a process where they can shed light, and put energy into this level of curiosity. Is that right?
It's essentially nurturing that little girl within you. So, in each of us, is that actually every age we've ever been still resides within us. We are like, the little dolls, the little Russian dolls, where we open one and there's another and another. That's how we are. And what I've noticed is that our wounds go back to the first 5 years. So, when we begin to heal that little girl within us, we actually heal our adult self. And so I found my shortcut version to healing the self is really by working with the little girl within. So that's what I teach my clients. I teach them how to have a very intimate relationship with her and to love her and reparent herself in the way that she needs now.
I love that. So one of my favorite things to do with my little girl is I color, and it helps connect me very strangely back to being very young. But then I've also used that and the love of coloring in to help me overcome some other challenges I've had in my life, which is, my relationship to money and abundance, and so being able to use those together. So I love coloring in. So I love this. This is fantastic. So do people do something to connect to this, or is it more a conversation, or is it more of an energetic healing? Like, what does it look like?
It's definitely energetic. Some would probably call it a meditation. And it's funny that you mentioned colors because when we're born into this world, the first two languages we learn before we have words is color and emotion. And they're actually tied together and they're within the body. So, as I'm working with my clients, we're pulling out all that stuck old energy of emotions and it actually has a color, And so that's how I know the sort of pain attached to the color. So color actually impacts us in a very, very beautiful way. And I use it as a healing modality in my practice. So that's really beautiful. And also the playful fullness of when we were young. Think about when we were young and we just lived in our imaginations and we just played all the time. Like that is, it's such a high frequency.
I love it. I love to play. I'm still at 58. I'm still dancing and performing. And, for me, that's still play. We get to put on sparkly costumes. We get to muck about. We've got feathers and jewelry and sparkly bits. And as a belly dancer, like for me, it's still play. I love it. And look, the question about color is, are they re in relation to chakras? Like, is there a relationship there between the colors that we?
Everything is kind of like interconnected and interwoven. But I've just noticed, so all of us have colors in our systems, right? They're not all the same though. And our connection to certain colors just mean like the human being just needs to be balanced out, right? So say it's on the root chakra, it needs to right spin to make it healthy. That's what ups your energy, but then it also needs to be balanced in color. So yes, they are connected, but not each individual person is just so unique that it's no one size fits all with it. So if to one of my clients, red brings joy, to my other client, it signifies anger and terror. Like it's not the same,
Wow.
even within that particular session with one particular event. So we all have our different perceptions of what the colors mean to us. So it's just not a one size fits
Oh,
all.
I love this. This is like color therapy on steroids. I love it. Okay, so once someone's come to this level of awareness that things are not amazing, and now they're leaning into asking the questions and sort of seeing the patterns, and you can get to that by having this type of meditation and using colors and looking back at the first 5 years. What are some of the things that we can do to move forward to bring a level of love to that childlike state, rather than the low frequencies, blame and shame and those sorts of things?
Well, recognizing that we are attracted to wherever our focus is. Okay. So if we are attracting, or we have, like I did for all those years, attracting all the stuff that we don't want, right? We have to recognize and really focus on what we do want. So that's one of the first things I ask them, what do you want? What do you want? What do you want? What do you want? And you'd be so surprised at how blank they are when I first ask them. Because guess what? We do not ask ourselves what we want. We allow the world to tell us who we are, what we should have, who we should be, instead of going within and saying, what do I really want? And if I believed I was worthy of having it, what would I believe that I could have? Right. And so I have them make a list. And like I said, where your attention goes, where your focus goes, there's where your energy flows. And you start to become a magnet for what you want versus becoming a magnet for what you don't want. So, and I believe that we all come to this place of knowing what we want by experiencing enough of what we don't want. So if you come to your want list based on that, please give yourself grace. And the biggest thing is to really know that you are so worthy of having everything that you want. You are so absolutely worthy. I feel like that's the one thing that I have to convince and prove to my clients every single time, is that they're worthy and that there's nothing that they could do about it. They just were born and they are worthy. They don't, there's nothing that they need to do to be worthy. They just are. Like when you have kids, so I can use this example. You have your first kid and you look in their eyes, this beautiful, perfect baby, fresh from source, and you just know their worth, right? Their energy is like electric. Everyone stares at the babies. And you would never look at that baby and say, you're not worthy. Look at you. All you do is poop and eat and you just lay there, right? None of us would do that. We look at the baby and we're like, oh. Right. And it's like, that's what we are. It's just someone told us too many times that we weren't worthy and we believed them. because we were at those impressionable ages. But you are so worthy of having every single thing that you want. And all it's about is convincing yourself of that every day.
I love it. You are worthy. You are enough. And when, listeners, if you're listening to this and you're going, yeah, and you're saying those things, it's your yes, but that comes at the end of that you need to dive into. So I'm worthy, but like, what are you saying after that? And how can you dive in to make a difference there? I love this. I love this going back to your child state and having that level of connection and diving into color and just. And really loving yourself like you would your own baby. I love this. This is fabulous. And so this is done online, your therapy that you do with people, or is it in person?
It's online.
Oh, excellent, Tammy. So that means listeners, wherever you are in the world, that you can connect with Tammy and have a beautiful conversation. Now, Tammy, you run a podcast, is that right? Is that how you communicate with people, for people that are a VIP, a vaguely interested person, and you'd like to... I know.
Vaguely interested.
I'm full of lots of interesting things. So if you're a VIP and you want to find out more, then connect with Tammy. Her links are going to be in the show notes and the show description. And what she'd love to offer you is a podcast. So talk to me about this podcast because it's a podcast with a difference, Tammy.
It's a very different podcast. I know no other podcast that does this. You know, most people, they don't really want to give away their secrets and how they do their processes and work on their clients. And I totally get why, but my feeling and experience is like if I could teach someone how to heal themselves, like, and it ripples out, like just imagine the kind of world we'd live in. So on my podcast, it's called Behind the Veil, Anonymous Transformations. And women come on. I have had one male, so, but mostly female. They come on and I take them through a process, a healing process, an inner child healing. And the beautiful thing is that it's free for them, it's completely anonymous. So it's just an all-around give. It's a beautiful way to dip your toes in the water if you're a VIP. What was that again?
Vaguely interested person.
Interested person. I love that. Yeah.
I love it. So that's fantastic. So the links to jump on that podcast and be a guest. And look, it's free therapy. Or say that fast. It's free therapy, and gives you an opportunity to have a deeper dive into what Tammy's world looks like. And it really is at the heart of healing through love. It is loving yourself, knowing that you are enough, knowing that you do belong, knowing that all of the things that we articulate to our children, this is your opportunity to say it to your younger self and have a look at that scar tissue, what needs to be healed for you to move to that next level of ascension. Because everyone can heal, there's no question about that, but it is about the time. And that's what we do here at Healing Through Love, is introduce you to people that have managed to condense that time by coming up with their own therapies that can help you move through this transition faster. Yes, what happened has happened, and for some of you who are listening, it might still be happening. Yes, and there are ways to heal. If you've at this point where you've woken up and you realize that enough is enough and you want a different life, then yeah, reach out. I think I'm going to come and be a guest on your show. I'd love to do that. Will I want to be anonymous? Probably not, but I will be. It sounds like fun. And there's still all more healing. All of us are a work in process. All of us are still going. You're still alive, so you're still learning, and it's always an opportunity to move forward. I love it. I love it. I love it. So my question to you, Tammy, is what's next for you? 2025. I understand that this year has a different frequency than other years, and for those who are on that ascension, this is going to be a dynamic year. So, like, what's in store for you?
Well, I really want to do in person. That's what I'm missing because, yes, I love getting to connect to people all over the world. That's such a blessing and gift to me. But I would love to hold events where I could essentially take a group of people through these processes. And how powerful would that be if we all got together and went through this healing process together in, say, a weekend form? Where we really got to connect because what I find women really need when they're in pain is they need a tribe. They need women who have either been there. That's why this is such a brilliant podcast. They've either been there, they're in some at some point in that journey. So they can relate to you. They can say, hey, I feel your pain. Hey, I'm holding your hand. And that's why I feel like it's that my trauma was such a gift to me because I can hold the hand of these women that have gone through things that are so much worse than me. But because here I am, I'm not scared to go in the dark with them. I'm not scared to hold their hand through it. It's like this beautiful exchange where they can lean on me and I could say, I'm here with you, you know? So that's what a tribe like this can offer someone, but just imagine that in person.
I love it. My husband and I are huge fans of retreats, and our next one is in March, and we're going on a cooking retreat. So it's amazing that there are so many different types of retreats out there. It is the fastest growing industry in the wellness sector that we've ever seen, and they're growing exponentially. So I think it's fabulous to add retreats into your annual doings for personal development, because there's nothing like that level of immersion that a retreat offers you. I love it. We are the average of our five closest friends, so proximity is power, and it is important to check your proximity. So I know, as a woman coming from a toxic background and now transitioning to a different level, is that I had to let some people go, and I had to embrace people that's some of them scared me, but I needed that for level of growth. So check your proximity, because if you are the average of your five closest friends, and that's their spirituality, that's their income, that is their elevation, that's all of these things. Where are you? Where do you want to be? And who do you need to have in your proximity? And it sounds like it's Tammy to me. To have Tammy in your proximity, to be a guest on her podcast, and then also to dive into your beautiful retreats this year. That's going to be so fantastic. Tammy, we're almost at the end of this beautiful conversation, and I seriously could talk to you forever. So I'm going to put my hand up to be a guest on your podcast. And just in closing, would you love to share with our audience, your words of wisdom, your final words of wisdom?
It does not matter where you are right now in your life, who you are, your identity, anything you wish to choose about yourself or your life is available for you. You just have to back it up with a belief. So it just doesn't matter how dark that place is that you're at. I just want to encourage you that there is light on the other side of the door, and all you have to do is turn the knob and open that door and let it in, because it is literally who you are. At the very base, the very core, is just pure love and light. That is who you are.
I love that. Start your journey forward with a vision. And 2025 is a different year. It is a different number. And we are ready for a next level of ascension. I'm very excited. Tammy, thank you so much for this beautiful conversation. If you're listening today and you are a survivor, please reach out to Healing Through Love and find out more about our Pamper Days. Think day spa on steroids, where we're going to give you an opportunity to have different practitioners take you through a facial, a makeover, have your chakras aligned, have a massage. Like, pick it. There's 25 different practitioners at each of our Pamper Days, and it is a glorious experience. It's all free for survivors. So reach out to Healing Through Love, and we'll connect you to a Pamper Day in your area. If you're listening today and you are a therapist of any description, please reach out to us. We're looking for additional therapists to jump in and help us expand, because Healing Through Love is now global, and we are running these beautiful Pamper Days in your locations. I look forward to speaking to you soon. It's a goodbye from me and a goodbye from Tammy.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Healing Through Love. You can get further resources, see the show notes, or simply reach out to us via our website at htlaustralia.org. Thanks so much for joining us, and we look forward to your company next time on the Healing Through Love podcast.